I am glad to have him here this afternoon. If you are excited, please stand to your feet. Put your hands together. Let us welcome with a shout, Reverend Bismarck Alote from the Super Council.
Hallelujah.
Oh, your cup is very, very short. Oh, I'm not at all. Clap for him.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, put your hands together for the Lord. Is that all you can do? Hallelujah. Amen. Reverend William, thank you so much for this opportunity. Oh, put your hands together for Reverend William. Is that how to appreciate your pastor? The convener, add a shout. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for this opportunity, Reverend William. I do not take it for granted at all. Thank you for always encouraging me and helping me to learn how to preach at a children's conference. Like, why are you sitting down? Rise up, rise up, rise up as we appreciate. Put your hands together for the Lord and let's appreciate Reverend William. Thank you so much. We love you. We appreciate you. And we thank you so much for Strong Christian Conference. Amen. Reverend William spoke about our pastor, the one who made all this possible. Our pastor, our apostle. Are you not shouting? Our prophet, our evangelist, our pastor, and our teacher, Bishop Doug Hayward Mills. Give the Lord a shout. Amen. Amen. And today we received a surprise visit from the pastor of this cathedral. The pastor of this cathedral, the shepherd, Reverend William's pastor, and his shepherd, the one whom through him, Reverend William has become this. Put your hands together and let's appreciate the Archbishop, Patrick Bruce. Amen. And give the Lord a shout as we appreciate the convener of the mega church, Bishop Eddie Fabian. Those at the back, I cannot feel you cry. Amen. Young people, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for my pastor and my bishop at the Lamb of God Cathedral, Bishop Charles Amon. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you so much for this afternoon. Thank you for your word, which says that let the children come unto me. Do not stop them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to these ones. Thank you for gathering us from far and from near to teach us how to love you. We pray, O God, that these seeds that are being sown into our hearts will bear much fruit. Holy Spirit, thank you that you are here to teach, to guide, and to lead us into all truth. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Close your eyes and lift your hands. Your love is kind. Come on, sing it. Your love is patient. Your love. I cannot hear your voices. You fill my heart. Come on. You fill my heart. Young people, you love the Lord with so much. Come on.
With so much peace and love.
Oh, you're amazing. You make my life.
You make my life feel bad.
I cannot hear the voices of those behind. You're amazing.
You're amazing.
Oh, you make my life.
You make my life.
Oh. next level. Come on. Sing to my joy. Can I hear voices raised? To my
joy.
Are you feeling sleepy? Lift your voice and sing to my joy. To my Jesus, to my
joy.
Holy Spirit, we thank you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and please take your seat. God bless you, Reverend William. Saturday, Reverend William preached to us. Quiet, hey. Quiet, please, quiet. Quiet. I'm preaching for a very short time. So by the time you doze off and come back to life, all of us would have gone, okay? So Reverend William taught us the first day on if you love the Lord, reasons, or if you love the Lord, what it means to love the Lord. Okay? How many of you can remember the first day? How many of you were here on the first day? Good. How many of you were not here? Yeah. We've learned so much. Yesterday, he preached powerfully. Yesterday was a supernatural encounter. Oh, I thought you would clap. From beginning to the end was so powerful. And I was really blessed. As I was there, I was thinking things I must do. And this morning, he taught us powerfully on if you love the Lord, you will love his word. Put your hands together. If you love the Lord, you will love his word. Wow. Too powerful. And now, don't worry, I'll finish very soon, okay? Who cries? This Nanama. I'll finish very soon. Yeah. I was so blessed this morning. As I was sitting, I was revising my quiet time. Is it schedule? I don't know. Yeah. America is schedule, and then the British people. Quiet champion, where is your chair? Get a chair. I was revising it. I was thinking of moving it forward. Because I do it a bit late, from 7 there, but I want to move it back and dedicate more time to my quiet time. Yeah, and I believe that all of us, our quiet time lives are changing. How many of you, as you were sitting down, you were thinking, do I really love the Lord? Why is it I cannot read my Bible? Why is it I don't have quiet time? Why is it that I do not sing about him? Yeah, and so that one day, it made my heart jump. You know, if you love the Lord, you will sing about him. Yeah, so if you sing about other things, it's a sign that you don't love God. That is why you don't sing about him. Yeah, that is why you don't sing about him. If you love somebody, those of you who have crush on other boys and girls, you talk to your friends about them, don't you? Don't you, Davina? Don't you? No, I'm not saying that you have a crush on somebody. I'm just saying that if you have a crush or you like somebody, you tell others about him. So, Reverend William, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Put your hands together, young people, and let's appreciate Reverend William. Is directing our hearts into the love of God. Yeah, there's a scripture like that. Yeah, directing our hearts into the love of God. Because that's the best thing to do with our lives. That is the most important thing to do. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's a very short time. Let's turn our Bible to Matthew chapter 22, verse 36 to 38. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all. Yesterday he taught us on loving the Lord with your all. And one day I heard Bishop Doug preaching, don't sleep. But when you sleep, by the time you realize water is on you or something, where's the water gun? We spray you. Okay. It's here. Okay. So you'll be the executioner. Okay. Yeah. So one day I heard Bishop Doug preaching, and he said, he also heard it from another preacher. You know, one thing about Bishop Doug, he because he loves the Lord, he loves his messengers. Yeah. When you listen to him preach, he's always mentioning preachers that he listened to. Yeah, because he loves the Lord. And that's what Ren William was teaching us today, that if you love the Lord, you will love his messengers. And those who bring the word to you, love them. And he said he also heard it from another preacher, saying that there is no meaningless details in the Bible. There is no meaningless, yeah, because the Bible could have just said, you must love the Lord your God with your heart and with your soul and with your mind. Yeah. But the Bible said that you should love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. All. Hey. All. Why is God saying all? Because God doesn't want competition. God doesn't want something else to take over our hearts and our minds and our souls. So if you love me, or the greatest commandment is to love me. Quiet. Is to love me. This is the man who says I'm a traitor. Says I'm a traitor. I have betrayed. I have betrayed my church. I'm Judas. Betrayed my church. Hey. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Because God doesn't want other things to occupy our hearts, our minds, and our soul. That is why he's telling us that we must love him with all. And yes, the Reverend taught us powerfully that it's either you give all or what? Either you give all or what? Yeah. So you either you give all or you keep it. Not you leave it. Or you keep it. Yeah. So how many of us are learning how to love God with all? I'm number one. You think that I'm a preacher. Me, I came here to, you have no idea. I came here to also listen and change. Because I also want to love the Lord. Yeah, Mira, you want to love the Lord. Yeah. Do you love the Lord? Yeah. So we are living here to love God with our all. With our all. Hallelujah. So for a very short time, I want us to also learn about things, or let me say enemies of your love for God. Enemies. James chapter 4, there's a scripture there. That ye adulterers and adulteress. Pretty good, huh? But very short, I'm closing the next 10-15 minutes. James chapter 4, verse 4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship of the world is enmity with God? Know ye not that friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Yeah. You have another version, Living Bible, or another modern English. Listen, Quiet, quiet, we are closing. You are like an unfaithful wife who loves her husband's enemies. You are like an unfaithful wife who loves her husband's enemies. Don't you realize that making friends with God's enemies, that is the evil pleasures of this world, makes you an enemy of God? I say it again, that if your aim is to enjoy the evil pleasure of the unsaved world, you cannot also be a friend of God. Yeah. You cannot also be a friend of God. You are like an unfaithful wife who loves her husband's enemies. Don't you realize that making friends with God's enemies, the evil pleasures of this world, makes you an enemy of God? I say it again, that if your aim is to enjoy the evil pleasure of the unsaved world, you cannot be a friend of God. Yeah, you cannot be a friend of God. Yeah. So God is teaching us that, look, you cannot say you love him and yet you also love the world, the pleasures of the world, and say that you love him. God says that when you do that, you are like an unfaithful wife who loves your husband's enemies. Husband's enemies. How many of you have seen the verse that we just read? We can even close with this and just go. Can close. The scripture has spoken, the verse has spoken to us. Look, sit down. Right, okay. The verse has spoken to all of us already. Yeah. Because you see, God, as we are here, our hearts, our souls, and our minds are either dominated by God or the world. Yeah, as we are all here. It's either we are so deep into the world or we are so deep into God. Yeah. That's why some those boys and girls who fall in love, they will text the boy or the girl that I am into you. Yeah. I am into you. Yeah, I've entered you. Hey! Hey! Keniel, are you here? Hey! Many years ago, I heard a song. It said, falling into you, falling into you. Something like that. It's a love song. So as we are here, it is either, that's what God was very particular about, our hearts, our souls, and our minds. Because these are the things, it's either these three areas or these three parts of us are being dominated by the world and its pleasures, or by God. So Reverend William was saying that if you love the Lord, and when you wake up in the morning, you'll be thinking about God. Your thoughts, you see, you'll be occupied. So it's either you are occupied by God or you are occupied by the world and its pleasures. So he said something very powerful. He said when he wakes up in the morning, he doesn't pick calls after 7 a.m. Why? Why is it? Because he has dedicated that time, that period, to be into God. Come in. Yeah. To be into God. To fellowship with God, his lover, his love. Yeah. So there are things fighting our love for God. Yesterday, one of us, a fine gentleman, was chatting with a fine girl. Fine girl. Two very good friends. I tell you, two fines. I like you, Ate. Charlie. A fine boy. Two fines. They were chatting, talking. And then one guy came. Hey, hurry up, let's go, we are going. Is that the guy was angry that the boy was chatting with the girl nicely and they were smiling and enjoying the conversation. Yeah. And he was behaving like an enemy of their friendship. Of their friendship. So God is trying to teach us that anything that takes over our hearts, our souls, and our minds is an enemy to our love for Him. Because that particular thing is in competition with God. You see, that thing is trying to take our hearts, our souls, and our minds from God. He said, know ye not that your friendship, don't you know, you are like an unfaithful wife who loves her husband's enemies. Don't you realize that making friends with God's enemies, that is the evil pleasures of this world, makes you an enemy of God? I say it again, that if your aim is to enjoy the evil pleasures of the unsaved world, you cannot also be a friend of God. Hey, quiet. I'm saying something very important. Yeah, because there are things, Davina, that are taking over our hearts, our minds. Yesterday, Reverend William made a very profound statement. Look, I thought about it. It was so powerful. I jumped from my seat and stood up. He preached, I can't remember from that. He said, at a point, he got to a place where he realized that he said something like, because you are so occupied with, let me say, becoming a medical doctor, which is not a bad thing, which is a very good thing. You are so occupied with it. You are so full of it. You have left no space for God. You see, there is no space left in our hearts for God. So when God comes, God has come. Adam, where are you? Adam, where are you?
I am naked.
Yeah. God has come early in the morning looking for a space in Mensima's heart. These two girls are my friends, Mensima, Mimi, and Eraja. Come. Where are you looking for a space in our hearts? In our souls, in our minds. He can't find a space, then he just leaves. And that is the reason why, listen, I'm closing. That is the reason why our world now has become so dark. Evil is increasing. The Antichrist spirit, the spirit of the Antichrist, because there is no space left in our hearts and in our souls and in our minds for God. Other things have occupied those spaces. Yeah. So when you read Romans chapter 1, there's a scripture there. It says that because they did not retain God in their knowledge. Romans chapter 1, I think from verse 18. Please quickly, Romans chapter 1 from verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God had showed it unto them. Listen, as we close, please, next one. For the invisible things of him from creation, blah, blah, let's go, next one. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Let's move on. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into image. Move on. Wherefore, God has also gave them up to uncleanness. The next one. Who changed? The next one. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women, they changed. Next one. There's one, I think, I don't know, maybe 28, he said, because they did not retain God in their knowledge, God also gave them up. Yeah, 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. Are you listening? Are you listening? Because they did not give God space. Because they did not give God any place in their hearts and in their souls and in their minds, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Let's go to that TLB, the version we read first one. That version we read. You know. So it was that when they gave God up, listen on, and would not even acknowledge him, God gave them up to doing everything their evil minds could think of. Yeah. And when you read that chapter, you see that is when all this nonsense of I am a boy, but I think I'm a girl. I feel that I'm a girl. I feel I'm a girl. All this nonsense. Listen. Quiet. We are closing. All this stupidity, foolishness, and nonsense came about because we did not give God space in our hearts and in our minds and in our souls. So God's okay. Okay. Eat poo-poo. Yeah. How many of us are opening up our hearts, our minds, and our souls for God to have a place? To have a place. Yeah. There's a song by The Belonging Co. I just want you. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you. Nothing else, yeah, nothing else will do. Yeah. Enemies of your love for God. Enemies. Because so it was that when they gave God up and would not even acknowledge him, God gave them up to doing everything their evil minds could think of. Yeah. So God is saying that, listen, we are closing. God says that the greatest commandment is for you to love me with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. He doesn't want any competition. God doesn't want any competition with anybody. He says, give me your all. Give me all your heart. So I can. Give me all your heart. Give me all your soul. Nothing else should occupy those spaces. I don't like those things. I don't like those things. Yeah. And what are the things occupying our hearts, our souls, and our minds? You know them. What are the things? Yesterday, one of my church members did not come to church. A girl. And after the service, one of my members came and opened TikTok. Listen, we are closing. Open TikTok. Terem Bismarck, look. Where is so-and-so? I said, she didn't come to church. Ah, why? I heard she's not feeling well. Terem Bismarck, look. TikTok. Somebody who is sick and did not come to church. So she was on TikTok showing her glossy lips. Two people. And the next video too was showing her upper part, a half of her breast. Hey! And the video like, hey. Like a footballer that they play the ball and the ball is coming and he went back up and received the ball with his chest. She did not come to church, oh. And I was told she is sick, but she was active on TikTok. I tell you, showing her lips. Glossy, shiny, glistering. Eh? Yeah. Yeah. And God is saying that, listen, as we close, God is saying that when you love these things, you are his enemy. Yeah. These things are his enemy. So when you also love these things, you become God's enemy. Because these things are fighting to occupy the spaces in our lives that God also wants. The things that God wants in our lives. These things are also taking them. Yeah, these things. And I have seen that even young girls, 12, 13, 14 in our church, at least in my church, I can say it. At least I can say it. Yeah. One girl has a crush on David. So when the girl sees another girl chatting with David, the girl becomes angry. It's like, who is this girl? One day, a certain wife. This is not a story. This is a true... Listen. We are closing. This is a true story. Okay. So in our church, there are trees in the church where... there's a bench under the trees. Okay. And a certain girl was sitting with a certain girl's husband. Like this. Nanama Sewa, come. So Nanama Sewa is the certain... is the certain girl who was sitting with a certain girl's husband like this. And they were chatting. They were chatting. Then the wife, Davina, the wife was standing here. The wife was standing here. And the wife shouted, "Hey, who is that chatting with my husband under the tree? My husband, I know. You, who are you? Come on. Come on." Hey, remember, it was like a movie. In church. Yes, it was like a movie. A young couple. So the wife was coming from up there like that, coming there. Saw the wife, the husband, and the girl chatting. "Hey! My husband, I know. You, who are you? Come on." Hey. Because the wife realized that, Charlie, this other girl is trying to occupy space. A space that does not belong to her. So immediately that girl becomes the girl's enemy. Yeah. As I speak to you now, they are not on very good terms like that. They are not free like that because it's like, "Hey, who is this trying to take my place? Who is this trying to take my place?" So when you are also on TikTok, a young girl, by the grace of God, your parents have blessed you with a nice mobile phone. Then you go on TikTok. You remove one shoulder of your 90. Everyone should, "Oh, I wish I had singlet. Like, I go jam my shirt and show you how it's done." Hey, which boy is wearing singlets? Kanka, you are wearing singlet. Or your chest is flat, so you can't show it. Don't worry. Then you go jam one part like this. Then you take a selfie video like this. One day, a certain girl came to a certain church, and she was a first timer, and she had never experienced a certain kind of love before. So when she joined the church, as usual in our church, if you don't know, in our church, when you come to church and it's your first time, after church service we'll call you and find out where you stay, and then we'll come and visit you and show you love. So I called out, actually I was the one, I called this girl and showed her love. "Oh, where do you stay?" The right side, I went to visit her and she felt the love. And then one evening I was there. Hey! And then my phone rang, WhatsApp video call. WhatsApp video call, though. Are you thinking about what I saw in the video? Can you believe what I saw in the video? Hey! I said the WhatsApp call video came like this. Then quickly I pick it up. Here was the girl. Do you like what you see? Do you like what you see? You like what you see? What did I see? The girl was naked like a banana. I tell you. Shakata la bakaba la bakata. Hey. Like a banana. Like a peeled banana. Hey. Do you like what you see? Do you like what you see? Charlie, and that was the end of my love I was showing. Because I did not like what I saw. It was making me lose something. Something was coming down from my head to my toes and my... Hey! Hey! Another day, I was trying to show a certain church member love. She was a girl. And I went to visit her to show her love. Then I sat down. She served me water. I took right there. And she said, I'm coming. I said, okay. When this girl came inside, then she locked her door. You quit it? She was... She was in a towel. Hey! Hey, 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 hey. She was in a towel. When I saw it, my heart started beating. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, God, save me, God. And I said, please, I have to go now. She said, what? You can't go. She stood behind the door like this. You can't go. You can't go. You can't go. You see, some of the boys are saying that, I wish it was me. Foolish boy. Who is that? Where are they? Where are they? Hey, come and fire them with water. Well, hey. Hey. Where are those boys? Hey, then come and see me on my knees begging, please let me go. Please, I want to go home. Please, I want to go home. I want to go home. Yeah. Hey. And then by the grace of God, she released me and I left. The next time she didn't come to church, and I called her again, and I said I'm coming to visit her. When I got, she sucked me like a thief. Because she was looking for a certain love. She didn't get that love. Yeah. Yeah. So young people, God is looking for all our hearts. Listen. Listen, it's not a joke. All our hearts, all our souls, and all our minds. He doesn't want to share us with anybody. Any other thing that tries to share us with God is God's enemy. It's an enemy. Yeah, it's an enemy. So, and when you do that, you become God's enemy. You become God's enemy. So, three enemies of your love for the Lord. And we are closing. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Listen, we are closing. We are closing. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Listen, oh. Stop loving this evil world. Stop loving this evil world. And all that it offers you. For when you love these things, you show that you do not really love God. Yeah. Listen. Stop loving this evil world and all that it offers you. For when you love these things, you show that you do not really love God. Yeah.
So when you love the world and all the evil things the world gives, it's one clear sign that you do not love God. The things that the world gives. Now let's move on. The next verse, 16. 16, please. For all these worldly things, these evil desires, the craze for sex, the ambition to buy everything that appeals to you, and the pride that comes from wealth and importance, these are not from God. They are from this evil world itself. Verse 17. And this world is fading away, and these evil, forbidden things will go with it. But whoever keeps doing the will of God will live forever. Will live forever. Will live forever. Yeah. The King James Version says that if any man love the world, the love of the Father is in him. For all the things that are in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, they are not of the Father, but of this world. The lust of the eyes. What is the lust of the eyes? The things that we see. Hey! The things that we see. Yeah. Church like the boys. You are standing there chatting. Like we are on break, SEC break, chatting on the car park. And then one girl will pass with her skinny jeans. And then all the color, set on your head. The things that your eyes see and crave a strong desire for. Yeah. Like those of you who watch porno. Should I repeat it? I think they are on this side. Oh, wait. Where are they? Where are those boys with mobile phones who have been watching girls' buttocks on TikTok? Yeah. You have downloaded and installed TikTok on your phone because you have heard that over there you can see buttocks. So you get 2 hours, you wake up in the morning, the first thing you pick is your mobile phone, TikTok. Then you swipe. Then you swipe. And then you swipe. And then you swipe. And then you swipe. You swipe. 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. swipe 1 hour. 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. swiping. You have not had your quiet time. You've not had your quiet time. You are just swiping and swiping and swiping. When you finish, you go to Snapchat. Because you have heard that over there, a girl can send you a request with a naked video. The lust of the eyes. It is, listen, it is an enemy of God. And the Bible says that when you do that, you also become God's enemy. It is taking God's place. First in the morning, David. Oh, Reverend William, thank you for mentioning David when you were preaching in the morning. You are not clapping. You are not clapping. You are not clapping. As Reverend William was preaching, I remembered many years ago a series Bishop Oko preached on Psalm 119. Go and look for it. He preached a whole series for weeks on Psalm 119, talking about the effects of the word of God. Yeah. I think, was this Psalm 64? Psalm. David said, oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. Early will I seek thee. My soul longeth for thee. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is. So you wake up in the morning. You wake up in the morning and then you start chatting with God's enemy who is planning to overthrow God. Eh? Your father is the king. Listen, hey, we are closing. 5 minutes time, we are closing. Your father is the king. And there are enemies of your father who are trying to overthrow him. And then you wake up in the morning and the first thing you do is to go and have a chat with your father's enemies. Please, I'm sorry. He said, excuse me. It's like I'm preaching against him. Hey! Hey, Mawena. Mawena, what have I done to you? He said, excuse me. How many of you are learning something? Yeah. You are chatting with your father's enemies who are plotting a coup against your daddy. Look. Instead of using, there is a guy on TikTok. When I used to be on TikTok, I'm not there anymore because I realized it was trying to consume me. I realized that app was trying to consume me. Yeah, like Reverend Ian said, they were consume. I love the explanation Reverend Willard. How many of you remember the explanation Reverend William gave about consume? When you light a paper on fire and then it will burn and then it will just vanish. That is consume. Consuming fire. Fan into flame, a passion for your name, Spirit of God, won't you fall in this place? Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. Stir it up in our hearts, Lord. Stir it up in our hearts, Lord. Stir it up in our hearts, a passion for your name. So these things are consuming the young people. And God doesn't like it. God said, these are my enemies. And if these things you have given yourselves to these things, then you are also my enemy. That is why some of you, listen, some of you, the people that you don't talk to, you don't want your friends to also talk to them. You see that thing? Yeah. The people that you are at loggerheads with, that you don't flow with, that you don't vibe with, you don't want your friends to also vibe with them. Yeah. Yeah. And some of you think that, some of you see God as a wicked great grandpa sitting somewhere who doesn't want you to enjoy life. So he has given strict commandments and saying that if you see a girl and you look at her but talks and imagine her in your head, you are fornicated. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, that second enemy is the lust of the flesh. The first enemy is the lust of the eyes. The second enemy is the lust of the flesh. Your flesh. Hey. Say my flesh. Hey. Yeah. You never wake up early to have your quiet time. Yeah, some of you have mobile phones. You are active. You can go on YouTube. You can go on Facebook, Twitter. But you've never joined Flow Prayer Meeting before. You've never joined Flow Prayer Meeting before. Never. You can sleep. Hey, there are some people here, they can sleep. Sleep on the bed like this. Sleep on. Then the alarm will ring. 4 a.m. What set the alarm? 3, 4 a.m., 5 a.m., 6 a.m. 4 a.m. will ring. There's the phone. Snooze. And sleep again. I wake up at 5. That the 5 a.m. Smooth. I wake up at 6. 6 a.m. Oh, then you put your phone off. You are tired. There are some people here, they never study. You can sleep. You don't have your quiet time. You don't learn. Even church cry, church service, that starts at 9. You come at 11. Yeah. I know some people, they come to church at 12:30. Then they'll come and share their grace. Hey! They are here. Hey, kakpa, ingo. I tell you. And then the last one, the pride of life. Pride of life. Your social standing, who you are. You know me? Do you know my daddy? Do you know my mommy? Do you know where I stay? You do have PS5. Me, I have PS5. Do you have PS5? Do you know what PS5 is? Have you eaten pizza before? Have you gone to Chicken Man before? Have you gone to Starbucks before? You do know who I am? Do you know who I am? You are nothing. You are nothing. How many of us are going to overcome the enemies of God? The enemies of God. Rise up to your feet. Rise up to your feet. Lift up your two hands as we close.
Stir it up in our hearts, Lord. Stir it up in our hearts, Lord. Stir it up in our hearts. A passion for your name.
Lift up your two hands, young people. Stir it up, Lord.
Stir it up.
I cannot hear voices. Stir it up, Lord.
Stir it up.
Can you lift your voice? Stir it up, Lord.
Stir it up in our hearts.
Oh, a passion for. Lift your voice and say, stir it up, Lord.
Stir it up in our hearts.
Stir it up, Lord. Father, we thank you so much for SCC 2023. Thank you for teaching us to love you, to choose you, to place you above all other things, trying to take over our hearts, our souls, and our minds. Thank you that our hearts are stirred up for you. Thank you that one day, we shall be able to say with Paul that who shall separate us from the love of God? Who shall separate us from the love of God? No one. No one. No one. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for stirring us up for the Lord. Thank you that Jesus, the lover of our souls, is our first love. And will always be our first love. We thank you and we bless you for all these seeds sown into our hearts. We give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with thanksgiving. And all the young people shout amen. And louder amen.